World Teachers Day, or International Teachers Day, is celebrated annually on 5th of October since 1994. It is a UNESCO initiative and is a day devoted to appreciating, assessing and improving the educators of the world, because strangely one of the most central, vital professions to society does not receive the respect it deserves in some parts of the world. Teaching is, of course, a very broad term, and there are so many different types of teacher, so to speak. Of course, you have school teachers and lecturers at university, but there are also, for example, EFL or English as a foreign language tutors, which is what I do. And also you have sports coaches, for example. I believe that teaching is more than simply imparting knowledge and sharing a passion for a particular subject. It's about inspiring, enriching and nurturing the lives of young people or adults or any sort of student. So I've only just started my teaching career, having taught English as a foreign language in Italy and in the UK this summer. But I do already feel like I've inspired some of the students I was teaching. Looking back over my years as a student in school, especially, there is one teacher in particular who has certainly inspired me and continues to do so. And I know she won't mind me talking about her, but my former A-level French teacher, who retired the same year that I finished my A-levels and left school, way back in 2012, is, I believe, everything a teacher should be. She's kind, trustworthy, non-judgmental, encouraging, and she always understood the individual needs of her students. She actually shared with me a very heartwarming story about her experiences in teaching when she successfully conducted a GCSE French oral with an exceptionally gifted young man who is a selective mute, and he never spoke in any class throughout his 8 years of study. She had taught him from the age of 11 and worked with him and his mother over the years to give him a voice. He trusted her enough to allow himself to speak into the microphone, and he gained a grade C for speaking. And I had my own moment this summer when I had a class of 11 Italian teenagers and one very shy Chinese girl. The day before had been quite upsetting for me as a teacher, because the Chinese girl in my classes had ended up crying. The Italian and the Chinese cultures are very different, and I think she found it very overwhelming. So I planned a lesson about languages, and at the end of the class I asked my Chinese student if she wanted to teach some Chinese to the rest of the class, and it was the most animated I had seen her throughout their 2 week stay in the UK, and the Italian students loved learning some Chinese, and for me it was just like an amazing moment. Teaching is an interesting career. Each day brings new challenges, but positives too. I found this summer that even though I was teaching, I was constantly learning. And quoting my French teacher here, continuing personal development is essential for the teacher, and it is this lifelong learning which makes this such an interesting career. And I feel like that's probably true. And I know that if I go on to teaching after I finish my degree, I'll definitely learn something new every day. I think teachers should certainly be appreciated and celebrated every day, not just one specific day. They put lots of time into planning exciting and engaging lessons, and then having to deliver those lessons whilst also being responsible for pastoral care and so forth. I imagine it must be nice for teachers to know that they have somehow impacted the lives of their students. And I know that I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for my teachers, especially my French teacher, believing in me when I still struggle to believe in myself. Like, for example, I've always been really shy, and I kind of still am. But with encouragement from my teachers and, like, my two karate instructors too, and I have somehow reached this point in my life where I'm studying languages at university, and I've taught a language, and I'm currently speaking into a microphone. So, yeah. So I think if you do one thing on the 5th of October, it's to take a moment to reflect about anyone who's ever taught you something.